explain what you're doing and I'll walk.
You start at the front of the chicken. You make a few cuts up here to expose the crop, which if you look at this, they didn't eat anything last night. We had them separated a little bit this morning, but I was afraid they would be pretty full. But there's nothing in them. So I don't know why they didn't eat. Well, they didn't. Then you have the esophagus and the trachea. And you want to try to get a hold of those and pull them out so that you can get it as deep as you can. And actually, I'm pulling out part of the stomach, so that's not good, or not what we want to do. Then I'm going to reach in here and cut the neck off back in there. Separate that skin from the neck, and we will save the neck. Turn the chicken around. Take the legs off here at the joint. And we save the feet. More good broth. One of the guys that on a YouTube video that gave instructions for how to clean a chicken when we first kind of refreshing ourselves on this. He said, if you're not going to keep the legs, don't even bother watching my video. So we try to use all that we can. What I'm doing is I'm just trying to open the body cavity very carefully without cutting into the intestines, because that makes a mess and requires more cleaning. But I'm kind of cutting around, because what we're going to have here is there's a connection here to the anus. Trying to get it to where we can get things here. When we reach in, there is some fat in this chicken, not a whole lot. Reach in. The first thing we're going to kind of pull out is the gizzard. And this has the end of the stomach on it right there.